Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I just geek out on plants. So I love talking about them. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And I'm so excited. I just had a text from my former choir director at St. Charles Borromeo, Hugh. And he said, good morning, Tracy. He said, I just heard you on the radio in Lakeland. And, you know, hi, Hugh. And, you know, there's a Peterson's Nursery is having the rose sale. So, Hugh, if you can get by to buy some roses for Anne Marie, that would be great. And so we're going to take your text messages. We also have a great guest. Leah Brooks is coming on, and she is the Tower Garden Specialist, and she is going to tell us how to start seeds. So I'm very excited
about
that.
She's very delightful.
Isn't she?
Very delightful, yes.
She is great. And so we have the Dirty Word of the Day coming up, and also to your gardening questions and texts. Let me take this really quick. Hello, Teresa. I have a yellow guava tree about 3 foot tall. How do I keep it so it stays under 10 feet at maturity, and how to trim, and at what time of the year, winter or summer? Okay, so wonderful. Guava is a great tree to grow. You're going to want to prune it in the late winter or springtime before it really gets its really flush leaf flush out and before it starts to set fruits. So you can cut it any time of the year, Thank you.
That's okay.
You know, I did
barometric pressure.
It is barometric pressure, and I didn't bring my cup of tea this morning. Tony made me a beautiful cup of tea. Okay, so you want to cut your guava tree in the late winter and spring each year to keep it at the height that you would like to keep it. Okay, now you can always cut off diseased branches and leaves or suckers any time of the year. You can cut those off, and that's where I was going with that.
There you go.
All right, yay, redeemed myself. And so let's go to the dirty word of the day. We'll let John Denver. We have Barry White and John Denver this morning. Let us grow with John.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
The word of the day is olitory, O-L-I-T-O-R-Y. And according to Worldwide Words, it would be overly grand to refer to our vegetable gardens as kitchen gardens. How much more so would it be to use the word olitory to describe them or their harvest? It is from the Latin olitorius, belonging to a kitchen gardener or vegetables, which in turn is from olus, for a pot herb or vegetable. And the latter is the source of the word olioracious, pertaining to an herb or other vegetable used in cookery, and to oleoculture for the process of growing them. All of these words are pretty much defunct now and not used very much, though the words are from the same Latin root occasionally turn up as part of the botanical name of useful plants, the best known being Brassica oleracea, whose varieties include cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower.
Wow.
So it appeared in The Art of Living in Australia by Philip E. Musket, published in 1894. In regretting the paucity of market gardens in that country, he noted there is not much reason for congratulations from an oleatory point of view, and says, if the potato and the cabbage were taken away, Australia would be almost bereft of vegetables. So when you're describing your kitchen garden, you can say it is your olitory garden.
I love that.
Isn't that a nice word? I love that word.
I've never heard it.
I've never heard it either.
Perfect.
Olitory is the dirty word of the day. So that is what We have. Now, I started off with what vegetables you could be planting this morning. Let me tell you what kind of flowers that you can be planting. And this is Florida. So, you know, a lot of plants that we could be planting, I'm not going to say, but I just want to give you the perennials and the major shrubs that are blooming right now. African daisy, ageratum, alyssum, bacopa, balsam, and begonias. I saw some beautiful begonias this week. Black-eyed Susan, blue days, very popular. And you know what, Lizzie? I did not know that you also call blue days the dwarf morning glory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now that I look at it, it does look like a morning glory.
It does.
But it's not in the same family, but it's called a dwarf morning glory. Bush daisies, celosia, cleomys, coreopsis, cosmos, dahlias, Dalberg daisy, delphiniums. Tom McCubbin grows the most beautiful delphiniums. Dyaisha, and they have them for sale at Appenberry's too as well. Dusty Miller, 4 o'clocks, gaillardias and geraniums, goldenrod, hollyhocks, hostas, impatience, Joseph coat, licorice plants, marigold, melampodiums, million bells, moon vines, and morning glories, nerimbergia, salvias, straw flowers, terrinias, verbena, and vincas and zinnias. There you go. So lots of beautiful flowers. So if you want to read my dirty word of the day each week, along with what to do in your landscape and what flowers you can grow, my design tips and articles, you can find more on betterlawns.com. From Summit Responsible Solutions, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
At Rural King, nobody beats our prices on farm and home favorites, like Livingston Garden Seeds, 10 for 10 bucks, or 40-pound bags of fertilizer, only $11.99. Or how about our own lawn and garden batteries for just $28.99 a pop? Plus, $100 off all Husqvarna riding mowers and zero turns. Stock up on these and all our unbeatable prices at RuralKing.com or your neighborhood Rural King, America's farm and home store.
Drugs and alcohol have real effects on your ability to drive. In fact, last year, more than 800 people died in impaired driving crashes in Florida. DUIs are costly and you will lose your license. You may even face jail time. DUIs will stay on your record for 75 years. Driving while impaired has real consequences. Impairment is no illusion. Never drive impaired. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I have joining us right now Leah Brooks. She is the Tower Garden representative here in Central Florida, and she is a delight. She gives a lot of community service and education to local school groups and anyone interested in growing their own vegetables and fruits on their property. Good morning, Leah. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm great.
It is. Are you getting a lot of rain? It's a rainy morning.
It hasn't started yet, but it's going to storm.
It is going to storm. It's going to be something else. So now, how long have you been growing your own food, Leah?
Oh, I started growing my own food in 2009, but like most people, I grew a $100 tomato. You know, you put it in at the wrong time. You know, you put all the amendments in it, you get one tomato, and you spend $100. It wasn't really until 2011 that I started growing large quantities. And that's after I added the Tower Gardens in. And I've never told you this, but I first saw a Tower Garden at a worm farm. Our Vital Earth in Apopka.
Yes.
Yeah. They now call themselves the Worm Nerd. This is neat. But I was totally fascinated and hooked. But I didn't get a Tower Garden until a year later. And that's really when I started ramping up my food production.
Well, I will tell you that I was in the grocery store this week. I could not find scallions or leeks. They were nowhere to be found, and they haven't had them for a while. So, you know, growing your own food is getting to be more and more of something that people should do, right? If they want to find and eat good food.
Yes. My daughter texted me 2 days ago. She couldn't find onions or celery at Target Supercenter, but she came over to my house because I have perennial onions. Leeks, I could have given you some.
Yes.
Green onions and celery growing. We definitely, I mean, I use the garden all the time. Like last night we had lasagna. What I do, Teresa, is when I grow a lot of tomatoes, I will dehydrate them, even the cherry tomatoes, and then powder the tomatoes and put it in a jar. You can get a ton of tomatoes packed in when you dehydrate them. And then I use that to make the sauce for the lasagna.
Okay, so you just take like dried, cherry tomatoes or regular tomatoes, the Romas, whatever, dry them out, and then put them in a food processor and pulverize them?
Yes, and so I can make tomato sauce, I can make tomato paste, I can make tomato soup out of it, even put it on popcorn. It's really good.
Ooh, tomato on popcorn. That sounds very interesting. All right, so what are your typical meals like? I know it's lasagna and spaghetti. But what else do you prepare for, like, your typical meal for your family in a week?
Well, like, this morning I had pumpkin bread from the Seminole pumpkins that I harvested last year. I had that in the freezer. With our lasagna, we had a big thing of spinach because I have a lot of spinach growing, and broccoli. And a lot of times, like, my family's really getting into ramen, so I'm growing a lot of Asian vegetables right now, like bok choy, tat soy, and different ones for their ramen craze.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. So it's the time of the year to plant your spring garden, but it's going to be cold this weekend. But that is that going to affect planting seeds?
No, and really, I don't think people realize that you want to plant your seeds early. Like for me in 9B in Orange City, I want to get my tomatoes planted in February, because what happens is when the nighttime temperatures rise above 72 degrees, so in June or early July, tomatoes stop setting fruit. So you've got to get your plants started early. So for me, I start them indoors because it's still cold. I use grow lights. You can get grow lights very inexpensively on Amazon. You can get small ones for like $25 that you can start like 12 plants, or you can get big ones for like $60, $70. And you can rotate, like by rotating, you can grow 300 plants under one of those. And then, so I started my tomatoes and peppers last month. And I actually put some in the tower garden. So for tonight, I'm just going to cover them, because I heard you say earlier that I probably don't need to be worried about a freeze. But man, that 22 degrees I got a couple months ago scarred me.
I can imagine. And you know what? I just saw Brian Shields' post on Facebook, and he says 20s and 30s down to Orlando. So, you know, it may get colder than what we're thinking. Those of you in Lakeland, you know, you may just want to cover your plants. So, okay, so I take back my first hour. And it's going to get colder than what we think, but we'll see, okay? So so seeds, how do you plant them in your tower garden?
This is really easy. So I use a product called Rockwool, which is just spun volcanic rock. It's been around for a long, long time. And I soak that in water. I throw a couple of seeds in there, and then I put them right under the either the grow light or right out in sunlight, and they'll sprout. The exception is spinach. Sometimes I sprout spinach when it's warm out in the fridge because it likes cold. But that's it.
It's okay, so now what was that product again? Say it real slow.
It's called Rock Wool, R-O-C-K-W-O-O-L. It is typical hydroponic stuff. But I also use it for a lot of my ground garden sprouts too.
Okay, and so where would someone get that, Leah?
You can get that on my website. You can get it. My website is leahbrooks.towergarden.com.
Okay. And so seeds, so once you put your seeds into the rock wool, what happens then?
I just put them right out in the sun or under a grow light. I keep it wet, so I keep like a quarter inch of water. And it's really fun because you can see the seeds sprout. Like, kids love it because you can see they're not covered by anything. You can see them sprouting. And then, you know, once they start to sprout, I can put them right out in my tower garden, or I could start adding a little bit of nutrients and let them grow for a few more weeks until I'm ready to plant them.
Okay, so now it's not just vegetable seeds. You can plant all kinds of flowers and perennials, annuals in the rock wool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
Sure.
So would you say seeds or transplants are easier? Because if they start late, you may want to start, you know, you get a transplant tomato or pepper to grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's
so
easier?
Any of my customers now, and you know, people get busy. They don't realize how early they really should be starting their spring garden for their traditional annual vegetables. Not some of the, you mentioned a lot of the tropicals, which are wonderful. We can start those now. But, you know, your traditional stuff you want to get in a little earlier. And if you missed it because life gets busy or you didn't realize, then yes, getting a tomato seedling is probably your best bet right now.
Wonderful. So now what vegetables are you planting for spring?
Oh gosh, I have, the newest thing I'm kind of geeking out at is poha berry, which is a ground cherry. It's a wonderful berry. Like, you buy them at Trader Joe's for $5 a pint, but I got gallons of them last year off of three plants. And now where the fruit dropped, I have dozens of plants spreading up. They're even spreading up in my sidewalk cracks, and the birds have spread them.
Oh, my goodness. And they taste delicious, too. So
they're
now, so,
so
what kind of
wonderful.
What kind of sunlight do you need to have a tower garden?
You want full sun. You want 6+ hours. If you're growing under a pool cage or whatever, then I would go for 7+ hours because that will be, that'll filter the sun. Most people think that their plants will bake in the sun, but they really won't because the cooling effect of the tower garden, it cools the roots down. So more sun means less disease, less pests, and faster growth. If you don't have sun, talk to me. We can grow indoors.
That's what. So what kind of maintenance do you have? I don't have a lot of time.
Okay. So it's much less than a ground garden. Like every day I go out and I harvest my food and just check for pests and like snip off any damaged leaves. But then every week I might wipe down my cover garden, add some more water, add some more nutrients, and then see if there's any plants that are bolting and replace them. I'm constantly starting new seeds because we can grow year round in the tower garden.
Okay. So, and I meant I don't have a lot of time to work in my yard. So that's what I meant by, yes, by that statement. I didn't want to say, I didn't want to rush you. And so now what about in a pool screen enclosure? Do you need to have a fan for your tower garden?
Yeah, so there's a couple things about a pool enclosure. You don't have pollinators. So you want to grow, like, your cucumbers. You want to grow greenhouse cucumbers because cucumbers have a male and a female flower. The pollen has to get transferred, and you don't have bees doing that. You can do that yourself. You can get up early in the morning. You can take a paintbrush, transfer the pollen. People don't do it, you know. So get yourself just a parthenocarpic or a greenhouse cucumber. It's not GMO. Plant that one. It's like a seedless watermelon. It doesn't need a pollinator.
Okay.
And then something like a tomato, which has the male and the female part in the same flower, tomato, a green pepper, eggplant, those you want to shake. You can take an electric toothbrush. You can buzz the plant and shake that pollen loose because it gets stuck in our humidity. And then a fan is great. Again, it's all about unsticking the pollen and preventing some of the powdery mildew and stuff.
That's wonderful. Real quickly, what kind of fruit trees do you have growing in your yard right now?
Well, mulberries are the big ones right now. They made it through the freezes just fine. We're going to be rolling in them soon. I've planted a bunch of apple trees, which is so exciting. These are the Anna apples or the Dorset Golden that we normally plant. These are like Queen's Cox, Crips Pink, Golden Russet Eder. I bought from a really interesting new nursery in Orlando called Stone River Nursery. And JR is grafting apples on three different types of rootstock. And University of Florida is taking interest in what he's doing. And it's really, it's hopefully going to open up a whole new apple world to us. And, you know, if somebody wants to follow my trees and see how they produce, just go to my Facebook page, friend me, and click on my album. And then click on my Backyard Orchard album. And you can follow that.
So tell us what your Facebook page is.
It's just under my name, Leah Brooks. You can email me if you can't find it. Okay. And that's at Garden Smarter, GARDEN, smarter at gmail.com. Or text me at 386-473-2638.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Leah. I always look forward to talking with you. And you are just amazing. I love how you share your knowledge and your tower gardens are really, really quite exciting, and they're great for everyone who doesn't have that large space to garden in, or even grow it in the ground. And so we'll have Leah back to count. Oh, is Leah still there?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Leah. Okay, great. I'm sorry. Real quickly, what about somebody who is disabled or can't bend over? How would you suggest the tower gardens work?
You know, my daughter's in a wheelchair. That's part of the reason why I got into it. You can put these on a stable ground surface, like concrete or crushed gravel that you've packed down, something that a wheelchair can go on or somebody can walk on easily. And you just use a dolly, and I'll teach people how to do that. And everything is up. It's elevated. So it's at the level of a wheelchair user where they can reach and do all the maintenance and do everything they need to do.
Thank you so much, Leah. Take care, hon. Check out Mosquito Bits and Dunks, too, and all our great products of our sponsor, SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. And I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the Low Cost Airline Travel Hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you to all our new listeners. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, like Elio's wife, and she can call in. He is new to Florida, and he just found the show. Please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. Tell them to call in with their garden question so I can help them too. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Lizzie and Schumar are waiting for your phone calls.
Yes, we are.
And it's going to be a great day just to listen to the show. You know, if you don't, if you miss an episode, then you don't have to, stress. You can go to our my webpage, she-consulting.com, and you can hear all of the shows there. Or you can go to audioboom.com. Audioboom is one word, audioboom.com. And just put in Better Lawns and Gardens or Teresa Watkins, and the show comes up, and you can see all of the different topics that we discuss. And if you're looking for a special show, it's a lot easier to find it on audioboom.com. So I have someone, Lizzie, who called in and said, please, no more John Denver for a while.
I don't understand that.
Well, just good news is you're not going to hear him again today. Okay, but next week, John Denver will be back with us because I do it for my dirty word of the day. So my next text message is, I'm in Orlando, and I have periwinkle and pentas that are over a year old and woody. Should I prune them back or dig them up and start over? Prune them back. Now, you don't want to do it this week, but it'll be good time to do it. Like, let's say after March 15th, you can go ahead and cut them back by a third. Cut off the woody portion, and they will flush back out again. And so good time of the year to do that. And you can do that with your pentas, too. You want to deadhead them. But let's say in August they're starting to get a little woody. You can cut them back then, too, as well. My next text message is, I usually cut my liriope plants in late January, but wasn't able to. Is it too late to do it this week? I usually cut them pretty low. So I'm just kind of wondering why you're cutting them at all. Liriope does not have a leaf that you need to cut. So if they're getting too big, you can divide them up and, transplant them in another part of your yard. Or you can throw them away or give them to your neighbors. But I never recommend cutting liriope. Now, if there's a lot of brown leaves or yellow leaves on it, then there's something going on that they shouldn't be. And I found that liriope, they do need to have a moist soil, mesic soil, so that they stay nice and comfortable with the moisture. You know, you want good drainage, but they do need a little bit more watering than some of your drought tolerant plants. They also get that way when they're out in full sun. I like to grow my liriope plants in the partial sun. So morning sun, afternoon shade is better for them. But there's no reason to cut your liriope plants back. So I'm just wondering why you're doing that. Text me back and let me know. All right. And then how do I side treat with black cow? Instructions, please. So this is
okay. All right. Let's go.
Okay. So you have your vegetables, and side dressing means that you don't put it right on top, but that you mix it on the side.
Oh.
So just take your black cow, and if you've got it in a bucket, then you can just place it on the outside of your plants and just go down the rows. If you have your row garden, just go down the row and place it on the outside, not directly at the base of the plant.
Shamar has something to add to that.
Okay, Shamar?
How now, brown cow?
No, it's black cow.
That's what he's been saying in the studio for almost 2 hours since you've been talking about it. He keeps going, how now, black cow? And he keeps doing it over and over.
That makes you think of that, right?
Definitely.
So side dressing. So just put it on the side of the plants, not at the base. And that's all you need to do. Now, and then you can mulch over it if you need to with your garden. And it's always recommended that you use, 3 to 4 inches of mulch on the side. Putting, fertilizers right at the base of plants or mulch right on top of the plants keeps that base, it can do some damage as far as crowding that base and getting too much moisture at the base. So put things around the outside. Just really have a little mound around the outside of your plant and put everything on the outside and let the moisture go in on the inside. Okay? That's how you side dress it. And then, okay. So Teresa, is it safe to kill grass and weeds from under apple trees with 40% vinegar, 50-50 water spray from trunk to water line? You know, it's not a recommended use of vinegar. You can use it. I don't know if it's going to permanently get rid of it. But yeah, you can. It's still going to affect the roots of the apple tree too as well, though. So, you know, just be gentle with it. Don't go very much on it. If there's only a little bit of weeds, I would hand pull them rather than use the vinegar on it, because the vinegar is going to affect the tree as well. So, I appreciate the text on the IGA. But you can give us a call, 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text me at 23680. The Bromeliaceae family is a family of monocot flowering plants with 75 genera and around 3,500 known species in native mainly to the tropical Americas. And those are your bromeliads. They're a wonderful plant to put in the yard, and they're colorful, they're tropical looking, and they're very easy, low care maintenance, and they multiply so you can get more than one. So it's wonderful. I'm speaking tomorrow, Sunday, at 1:30 to the Florida Bromeliad Society, and that's going to be at 4000 Clyde Morris Boulevard in Port Orange. It's in the Parks Clubhouse, and you can come and hear my talk, called Up in the Air, Landscaping with Bromeliads. That's at 1:30 tomorrow, Sunday, 4000 Clyde Morris Boulevard in Port Orange. And if you love bromeliads, you can go ahead and join this club, the Florida Bromeliad Society, and you can share your passion with bromeliads, and you can find out how to grow them more. It's just a great group of people who also love bromeliads. And, you know, that's, you know, if you're not listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, why not? But if you want to, during the week, you know, join people who have your same interests, join a plant society, whether it's orchids or whether it's bromeliads, join your local garden club and, you know, get with people who love what you do. We're in the final half hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can call Lizzie with your gardening question at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment
looking
Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialist in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life happens. Getting married, moving, new baby, loss of health insurance. If you had a life-changing event, you may qualify for a special enrollment period in the health insurance marketplace. Visit healthcare.gov and see if you qualify. Need help? A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process and find the best plan for you and your family. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 1-877-815 513-9115 to make an appointment. Assistance is always free and confidential.
Running is a sport that's embraced by many people. There's something special about the open air, being alone with your thoughts, and maybe with a competitive spirit to see if you can better your last run. But today I have a question. Right now, are you running from God? Maybe you're running from a broken relationship when God is calling you to reconcile. Or you're running from a life you know isn't God's best for you. Or you're just trying to get away from heavy responsibilities. Whatever the reason, I have to tell you that it's foolish to try and run from God. Think about it. There is nowhere on the face of the earth that you can escape Him. And sadly, sometimes we have to hit rock bottom before we realize we're running the wrong way. Which way are you running right now? Isn't it time to stop running from God and start running with God? This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You still have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and we would love to do that. Okay, so I got some great text messages and no phone calls. So you can give Lizzie and Shumar a call at 1-888-455-2967. Port Malabar Garden Club Plant and Yard Sale is going to happen next Friday, March 18th at Peace Lutheran Church, and that's going to be at 1801 Port Malabar Boulevard. And Judy loves our show. We love you too, Judy. So that's great.
That is awesome. Here's my thing. I'm chalking it up to that we have tornadoes basically coming over Central Florida, and all of these wonderful listeners for Better Lawns and Garden are hunkered down, so that is why they are not calling.
And it's important to... We need to hunker down, so that is great. So my text message about the liriope, she said, I cut the liriope to remove leaves that don't look so good in the dead flower spikes, and they look so much fresher, and they do get plenty of water. Well, that's good. She said Southern Living recommends it, and that's the Grumpy Gardener. And so the Grumpy Gardener in Southern Living, that's Steve Bender. And, but I don't. So you don't need to cut back liriope, so you don't have to. Okay, and so... will you repeat the watering times and plans for newly laid sod, please? St. Augustine on one yard, Argentina Bahia on the second. And they said, thank you. And so the plan to water newly installed lawns is you water once a week the first week. Okay, when you lay it down, you water it once a week. Now, if it's in the middle of summertime and we have 95, 98 degrees temperatures and you're putting down zoysia, then you can go ahead and possibly water two times a day, but only after the first week. You don't want to do that, okay? Then on the second week, you water it every 2 days, and then on the third week, you want to water every 3 days, and then by the time the end of the month comes around or 4 weeks after your lawn has been installed, you're on that twice a week watering, okay? So that's very important. You don't want to overwater your lawn. You want to push those roots down. And if you're watering every day, then those roots are growing hydroponically and they're never going to get established. And they'll go through a shock once you stop watering like that. Okay, so is it too early to start fighting codling moths in my apple trees? And what do you suggest? Okay, so you can use a BioAdvance systemic for your apple trees and just follow the instructions on the label. Okay, BioAdvance, look for the fruit trees pest control. All right. And so, yes, there you go. So all the great text messages. We have a phone call. Good morning, John. How can we help you?
I've been dealing with this for some time now. I have a large garden. And the fire ants, I mean, like my potato mounds, I got lots of fire ants in the potato mounds. And then later when the okra comes, I don't want to put poison on my food. I mean,
no, I understand.
How do you deal with this?
Okay, so you're having, especially in North Florida, a major issue with ants because the ground is saturated. And so they're just coming up to the surface more and more. And so it's just important to get them under control. I do use a bait product for Amdro for fire ants. You want to kill the queen. Now, if you don't want to use a chemical, you can use hot water and boiling water. And there's several types of steam applications that you can use on fire ants.
That'll kill the potato, right?
It's going to damage your potatoes, yeah. So, you may want to skip a season and take care of your fire ant issue and then grow, the next season. But I think that's going to be your easiest way and best way if you don't want to use chemicals is just to skip a season of growing your vegetables.
Yeah, I'm going to maybe have to do that. I did buy some of the 7 fire ant killer. I haven't had any luck at all with Amdro and all that stuff. It just chases them around.
Well, here's the issue. Okay, so let me kind of explain this to you, John. If you are applying a fire ant control, you want to be as gentle as possible because those fire ants can sense the ground, and if they sense danger or if they sense that something's happening, they will move that queen to safety. All right, so that's why it's important to be very light and sprinkle your pest control around it lightly, and then wait and let them gather the grind or the granules and take it down to the queen and kill her. Now there may be possibly 2 or 3 queens in a colony, and they'll all just go to separate they'll start their own fire ant colony. So just be very careful when you're doing it and give it time to work. Okay?
Yeah, I think skipping a season is going to be what it's going to take because it just seems to get worse.
And it will. And especially during this kind of rainy, you've really had a wet winter where we haven't had it in Florida. But, the rain's coming down in 5 to 6 inches at a time is not good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Reggie in Melbourne. We've got a few minutes here. Good morning, Reggie. How can I help you?
Probably 10 pineapples in pots, and 5 of them are fruiting right now. They're small, anywhere from a golf ball to maybe a baseball size. And several of them have, 3 plants with 1 of them fruiting. Can I transplant any of the smaller ones at least?
Yes.
Without hurting them. And also I have citrus fertilizer that I used to use on my dead lemon and lime trees. So should I use that with the pineapple?
Yeah, you could use the fertilizer that you're putting on your citrus on your pineapples. But you can transplant too as well. Once a pineapple has a fruit, it's not going to produce anymore and you can get rid of it. So once you start getting pups on the pineapples, go ahead and separate them and plant them again. Okay. Transplant them.
Okay.
Okay.
One of the pots has 3 in it and they're all connected. So I don't think I want to mess with them. I'm probably just going to put it in a big pot.
No, I would divide them up. They're going to be just fine. Reggie,
okay.
You'll be okay. Just divide it. Make sure you've got a little bit of the root system and just divide them and stick them in another pot. Okay? You can do it. Jim, let's go. Jim in Ocoee, good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I've called about this before, but I want to make sure I had it right. I have an amazing basil that is about 3.5 feet tall. And it's flourished like crazy, but there's like wood at the bottom. You told me to cut back some of the foliage on top, which I did with half of the plant. I'm concerned about the wood at the bottom. Should I be cutting this thing back to the ground? Should I be cutting it just above the wood? How do I handle that?
Well, I would cut it. I would cut it more often. Don't let it get woody. But yeah, you can cut it down, you know, to about 2 to 3 inches above the ground, and it'll be just fine. It'll send out new leaves.
So the wood, though, is not a real big concern.
No. Basil is a plant that's going to get woody, but you know, if you cut it more, it's going to it won't get as woody so quickly.
Yes. Can I mention with the big cold thing we had a little while back? You know, I'd taken the pipe insulation around my plumeria.
Right. Oh, you had that great idea. Yes.
Yeah, which worked really, really well. And when I took them off, I laid them there anticipating something like tonight will happen. And it's going to be so easy to go around and pop those things back on. So,
there you go. You got it.
For plumeria, that's just working real well.
All right. There you go. Thank you so much. I just had a text message saying a light application of powdered orthene for your fire ants will break down quickly and eliminate the red ants, and they don't move. And this person uses Martin's Surrender, so you can check that out. I want to thank Tom McCubbin for coming on this morning. Thank you. It's so good to hear his voice, and you can go see him at the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival in DeLand on the 26th. And then he's going to be at Peterson's Nursery next week. You'll go and hear his talk there, Gardening Do's and Don'ts. Thank you to everyone who listens to Better Lawns and Gardens, the callers and the texters, for making Better Lawns and Gardens a wonderful show. Leah Brooks, thank you for coming on today. Tower Gardens, I certainly do appreciate it. We couldn't do it without all our guests and our callers and text messages.
I'm telling you. I mean, I know they were kind of hunkering down today, so they didn't get to interact as much as we would like. However, listeners, you rock. You make our job enjoyable, so just keep on keeping on.
There you go. A special thank you to Summit Responsible Solutions, maker of mosquito bits and other environmentally responsible pest controls. My recommendation to everyone who has bromeliads and water features, check out the mosquito bits and dunks at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Join Lizzie and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And I got more time?
Oh. Yeah, like 15 seconds, 30 seconds maybe.
Okay, so a text message said that we're not getting as many calls because of the power outages. Everybody stay safe during these storms, okay? You want to make sure that you're listening in on the radio or on your TV. Be smart when you're out there driving. Thank you so much. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Kids are amazing, and at Florida Kid Care, we think their health care should be amazing too. That's why millions of Florida's kids from birth through the end of age 18 get their health and dental insurance for free or at a low cost. And your child can too. Apply today at floridakidcare.org or 1-888-540-KIDS. That's 1-888-540-5437.